Hello, wonderful viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Pigs are among the most intelligent animals on Earth. In fact, according to scientific studies, their intelligence level surpasses that of a three-year-old child. They are also very sensitive and caring beings, as shown by the fact that mother pigs sing to their piglets while they are nursing. The Pig Preserve is a non-profit sanctuary for abandoned, neglected, abused and homeless pigs in Tennessee, USA, run by Richard and Laura Horrell. Currently, the facility houses approximately 60 residents. Having had a chance to closely observe pigs for many years, Mr. Horrell has the following observations about their nature.
These animals crave the companionship of other pigs. They bond very closely with other pigs. The farm pigs, it's a matriarchal society. The dominant pig is one of the big females. And everybody in that herd knows his or her place in the social order. And they're very comfortable with that. They stay with one another when a pig is sick. Within the herd, there's this very intricate social structure. And friendships are made. You have to be here when one of the pigs gets sick and goes through a lengthy process to appreciate how the other pigs will stand guard over the pig, sleep with that pig, look over your shoulder when you're trying to do something, give shots or something. There'll be three or four of the pig's companions looking over your shoulder, making sure that you're not hurting their buddy. The depth of their feelings and the depth of their social structure has never, even after 25 years of doing it, still never ceases to amaze me.
Recognizing the sentient nature of our porcine friends, many pig farmers have made the noble decision to leave the industry and seek a peaceful livelihood. Today, we'll introduce you to some of their heartfelt stories on the first of a two-part series entitled Courageous Pig Farmers Transition to a Peaceful Lifestyle.
Where we now totally negate their suffering, their well-being, what they're really here on the planet for, and turn them into this thing, these things that we're ingesting.
Randall Ball, a vegan, comes from a family of pig farmers, but left the business to create Paradise Found, a local organic produce distribution service in Ohio, USA.
My family historically have been pig farmers right here in Ohio. I want to say one of the things that really got me interested in health and why I'm in the field that I am is that my father died when I was 2 years old. I'm number five out of six children, and he died of a heart attack. And we were pig farmers, and every single one of his siblings also died of a heart attack. And it made me really wonder, about that connection. And the more I looked into it, the connection is obvious to anyone who's willing to look at the science.
From heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity, to untreatable infections that originate from livestock, it is clear meat consumption severely threatens our health. Drug-resistant infections, such as methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, are being linked to livestock that are fed huge amounts of antibiotics daily to artificially promote growth and counteract the diseases that prevail in their utterly filthy, overcrowded living conditions.
I come from the medical industry. I spent 10 years in diagnostics, and when I look at the factory farms, they can only be described as an abomination to me, both health-wise and from an environmental standpoint. And personally, I don't choose to, and I encourage everyone not to put this terror, this pain, this suffering, this total pollution into their bodies. In addition to this, it's a virtual breeding ground for all diseases. Swine flu, bird flu, all these really aren't inherent in they're not inherent in pigs. Pigs actually are one of the cleanest animals on the planet.
intensive livestock production has spawned other harmful new illnesses, such as variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, from mad cow disease, and is responsible for the current swine flu pandemic. The official number of swine flu fatalities globally is now over 12,000, with tallies of all infections being far too many to count. For two former pig farmers in southern Aulak or Vietnam, both of whom are now vegans, the swine flu and environmental concerns caused them to stop livestock farming and switch to growing organic dragon fruit.
Tôi thấy hiện nay thì cái đài truyền hình trên thế giới báo là cái H1N1 nó ảnh hưởng tới sức khỏe con người rất nhanh. Rồi giả lợi chất thải của gia súc hàng ngày á, rồi tôi thấy nó ô nhiễm cái nguồn nước và cái cộng đồng xung quanh, trước là sức khỏe mình rồi sau nữa cộng đồng. Tôi thấy từ chỗ đó rồi tôi chuyển sang trồng thanh long.
Lý do gì chị lại chuyển nghề vậy?
Lý do là thấy đài phát thanh mỗi sáng là cứ phát lên là H1N1 lây sang người, rồi thấy ảnh hưởng môi trường xung quanh đây, rồi nguồn nước thải ra cho bà con ở đây, mình tự mình ái nái, muốn vậy thôi nghỉ, chuyển nghề.
We'll return after these messages with our program on courageous pig farmers adopting sustainable livelihoods. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
When it comes to factory farming, I think there's a tremendous amount of scientific data showing how bad they are, the health risks and so forth. And I really want to say that I really thank and admire Supreme Master TV for all the collection of the data that they do.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, for our show featuring heroic pig farmers who have transitioned to a noble lifestyle for the sake of the animals, their own health and the environment. Pigs are clean, loyal, affectionate and have excellent memories. Much scientific research has been done into the inner life of these interesting animal co-inhabitants, which show just how complex and social they are. Professor Donald Broom of Cambridge University Veterinary School in the UK has stated that pigs have the cognitive ability to be quite sophisticated.
Tôi thấy cũng như là chăn heo nuôi á, giống một phụ nữ của mình lắm, mỗi lần nó đau bụng là mình cũng xót xa, là cũng như người em, nó đâu biết nói tiếng người, thành thử nó không có như mình, cho nên thương lắm.
So I think we really have to look deeper than just the science. How do we feel about that, and where, how does that resonate with our heart and our gut? And I think it's obvious that we have this disconnect with the rest of life on Earth, and taking these beings that have an equal right to being here and do whatever we please.
These intelligent and sensitive animals endure unspeakable atrocities on pig farms. Their noses contain almost 200 times the concentration of scent cells possessed by humans. With their innate cleanliness and acute sense of smell, factory-farmed pigs suffer endlessly in the wretched filth and stench caused by being crammed by the thousands into sheds. Although their operation was small in comparison to large-scale factory farms, these sensitive farmers in Aulak or Vietnam realized the inherent cruelty in confining and slaughtering their fellow sentient beings.
Đi đạo của đài là không có sát sanh. Lúc lúc đó mình cũng cỡ lắm. Tại sao mình đạo mình còn chăn nuôi á, cỡ.
Trước kia tôi chăn nuôi heo thì chất thải của heo đưa ra thì nó bị viêm phổi này kia, rồi vợ con thì nói chung sức khỏe nó yếu, rồi tinh thần nó cũng không được vui vẻ mấy khi mà Nói chung thì nuôi heo thì cũng có gặp nhiều cái trở ngại. Ví dụ heo bệnh thì mình nguyên do mình cũng không biết. Rồi khi mua thuốc về chích đó thì mình lo lắng, mình chăm sóc nó bệnh thì mình cũng bệnh theo luôn. Tôi thấy nó cũng xót xa lắm, vì nó không nói được.
Tại vì mỗi khi lần bán đi mình thấy nó trở ra rồi nó trở vô, nó không muốn đi. Là cũng như nó quyến luyến mình rồi. Là mình không có muốn người ta phải sát hại nó. Ra rồi người ta cột chân cột tay, mình suy nghĩ tới điều đó nữa. Trời ơi, tối nay chắc nó chết rồi. Thì cũng cầu nguyện kỳ lắm luôn. Mỗi lần bán là mỗi lần đau cả tháng luôn á. Chưa hết á. Ông mới nói phiên ông xã, nói thôi anh ơi thì mình nghỉ đi, đừng có nuôi nữa. Rồi ông xã mới nói thì nghỉ. Bây giờ kêu bán cũng không đành. Nghĩ là thấy cái tình thương nó xót xa dâng tràn lên, không thể nào mà nuôi được.
Many noble former pig farmers like Tzu Chongde of Formosa or Taiwan left the industry despite pressure to continue on. Mr. Tzu is now the president of Yunlin County's Nature Research Institute and founder of Noah's Ark, a project to preserve the island's water plant species.
我就甲董甲收收起，啊开始就我做一寡产品反布的工课。加即个一年几啊百万的收入，啊拢总甲做甲免钱吼。但是咱若自做一项物件，啊，对的吼，你甲坚持，即种后到迄个你甲选择对的，啊你甲较执着的，啊你若无相当的迄个执着无可能甲转换会成功的啦。你是安怎去支持恁先生的？
迄阵要卡做猪条，我安尼做毋甘的啦。一年会当赚几落百万啦，啊嘛是想着讲款保吼，着爱做好啊，搁为着咱下一代的囝囝孙孙哦，虽然较无钱，有影，但是咱心内计都足轻松的，足快活的。
The kind farmers in Orlak or Vietnam also initially experienced similar worries and challenges in changing their occupation, but they shared the same fortitude in walking the righteous path.
Cũng khó khăn lắm, nhưng tâm mình quyết định rồi thôi, cơm cháo đạm bạc cũng phải qua tất cả hết. Anh em trong gia đình á, mấy chị em bạn dâu nói chuồng heo như vậy mà phải nghỉ ổn. Cái nói không, tại bây giờ quyết định rồi, bây giờ thanh long đã có trái cũng thu hoạch rồi, thôi nghỉ.
Gia đình phản ứng thế nào về việc này ạ?
Gia đình lúc đầu thì cũng hơi bỡ ngỡ sự quyết định của mình. Nhưng mà có ông anh Táp giải thích gì cái nhân quả và tâm linh. Rồi ảnh giảng giải cho tôi hiểu, rồi với gia đình hiểu, cùng hiểu. Cái thứ nhất thì nó gây sức khỏe không tốt cho mọi người. Cái thứ hai thì nó gây nguồn nước thải, nó bị ô nhiễm. Thành thử ra từ chỗ đó tôi mới dứt khoát là chuyển đổi ngay.
The resolve of these tender-hearted pig farmers to switch to a loving and eco-friendly way of life is truly admirable. We will continue with their touching accounts tomorrow on Animal World Hour Co-inhabitants. For more information about Tzu Chongde, please visit www.rech.cc/blog/eco-left. Steadfast viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program. Next up is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May miracles bless you as you lead a life of caring and dignity.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.